Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of October, and I'm recording at 10:27 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in sunny London, or it was earlier today. Now, China finally reopened here today after their holidays, and the A shares did really quite well. The Shanghai Composite Index, that's the main one, the A-share index, that was up 2.97%. The Shenzhen Composite, the more volatile one, was up 4%. But the Hong Kong indices, which had been on a good run, paused here, reacted a little bit, and that brought the Hang Seng down nearly 0.75 percentage point, and the China Enterprise Hong Kong China Enterprise Index was down just over 1%. I should also mention Japan, which has been on a run to the upside recently, but reacted today, and the Nikkei 225 was down nearly 1%. A weaker tone was evident in most of these markets, again, partly in response, well, definitely in response to the very strong earlier gains that they'd seen. Taiwan was down just over 0.5 point. India, which has been on a strong run recently, closed down on average 2/3 of a percentage point in here. There were a few exceptions. Australia was a higher. South Korea was also a higher. Modest gains in Indonesia and Thailand. Looking at Europe, a different story. Moderate gains had occurred. The only exception there that I can see on the main screen is that the Euro Stoxx 50 index was down just the tiniest of fractions. The UK index up nearly 0.2 percentage point. Germany, it seesawed. Germany seesawed a little bit during the day, but closed up nearly 0.25 percentage point. The interesting one, though, and the eyebrow raiser here today was Wall Street, which was mixed sort of prior to the opening, but then closed with reasonable gains. The Dow was up 138 points. That's 4/5 of a percentage point. And slightly better by the S&P 500, which closed above the psychological 2000 level this time. I mean, mind you, it's crisscrossed that on a number of occasions, so it's less of a psychological influence of consequence as a result of that. But the S&P closed here today at 2013 and change, and higher really all those well, the major ones. Canada's higher, NASDAQ was higher, but only 0.4 percentage point. Mexico a little firmer, also Brazil. So not a bad day given the run that we've had overall, but we have to expect some two-way activity now and consolidations of gains. We are still in October, of course, which can throw a scare in people's direction, but maybe we had enough of those earlier on in August and September that we can avoid them this time around, which I don't think would trouble anyone too much. Now, looking elsewhere at the U.S. Treasury bonds, so those yields have edged higher. Remember, it wasn't too long ago, just over a week at most, when it was down testing, 10-year was testing 1.9%. I think that was Was that the August low? I'm not sure. But it's back up to 2.1%, and the VIX eased a little further to 17.42. Now, the most interesting development here is that the crude charts, which have been very firm recently, they spent the morning here down very slightly, but then rallied strongly. And the close here, we had the Brent up just over $2 to 53.34, and the WTI, that's the U.S. contract, was up $1.86 to 49.67. It very just, I think, edged above that $50 level very, very briefly earlier. Yes, got up to 50.07 earlier in the day. So this has been a good rally, and those charts are still in form, still getting a mean reversion rally towards the declining 200-day moving averages. And that, again, is it reflecting, or is it starting into lower production, or is it starting to discount somewhat lower productions from some quarters? Well, don't count on that being from the US fracking industry. Because as prices edge higher, they'll be tempted, if anything, to do a little bit more fracking. Certainly, if it stays higher for a short while. But the major producers, I've said this over and over again, the Saudis really ought to de quote declare victory unquote. It would be far from a victory, and just to try to get production back under control. Somewhat so that oil prices are somewhat higher. They're not going to go hugely higher, I don't think, without well, I was going to say utter chaos in the Middle East. We seem to have utter chaos in the Middle East most of the time, but not so much in that it threatens the oil production all that much. But the bottom line here, today, and this will be the case 20 years from now, and beyond. If the world needs oil, there's plenty of oil that can be retrieved, and most of it will come from shale developments all around the world, which are huge, and they're still finding conventional oil, and that will also. Also continue. Okay, other than oil, now precious metals, which had been getting some little bit of safe haven demand, those gains were paired in here today. Palladium was still higher at 702 and change. Silver got clipped, but silver had been strongest. Well, no, palladium was strongest, but silver had a good move, way outperformed gold, and but that came back nearly 43 cents to 15.665. The platinum market up $3 and change to 9.49, nearly 9.50, and gold lower by a fraction. It's just below $1,139. Now, my view on gold, these and the other precious metals, is that they're at interesting levels down here. They're certainly not expensive, but is there a good case for going in and playing the long side aggressively? Well, I don't think so. I think we're at a stage where, when they get oversold, then on short-term indicators, then maybe a little nibbling. I would favor silver. I think most of all because silver is high beta gold. If interest is developing in the precious metal sector, The first real indicator of that will be silver outperforming gold on the upside, whereas it has, for several years, it has outperformed gold on the downside. So keep an eye on that relationship. And industrial metals, they were weaker here today. Overall, and I see copper closed down 2.4 cents to 234 and 30 cents. Now, in currencies, the dollar was a little weaker in here. The Fed has mentioned the dollar on a number of occasions, and I've said they have almost certainly been intervening on a surreptitious basis, in other words, out of sight. Not telling anybody. Now, actually, I'm abbreviating that because the Fed would work with the Treasury on that. If the Fed, if Janet Yellen wanted the dollar lower, she would ask the Treasury officials to do that again, secretly, of course. But that would help to relieve debt pressures in some of the emerging markets, and it would help to prevent further erosion of earnings in U.S. multinationals. And so that could, a slightly softer, a bit softer dollar could firm the U.S. economy a little bit more and also ease concerns about a quarter point interest rate cut, which I think the Fed would like to do in December, but it's going to be data-based overall, and there won't be any urgent case for an interest rate hike in my opinion. Now, anything else here? Grains and beans are a little bit easier in here today. I see coffee is a little bit firmer. Sugar, which has been steady recently, but it's down down somewhat today. And that's pretty much the story. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some profit taking on Friday after such a good run here overall. But you know, the bear story here has really been pushed to the sidelines, and as I think I mentioned yesterday, excuse me, that the outlook for Wall Street on an historic basis is to really do quite well moving into the fourth quarter of this year and into the first quarter of next year as we get into the election year. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. I will be away tomorrow evening, but Owen will be doing the big picture long-term outlook on Friday. All the best.